Praise God. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. So I was given a chance to share with you the Word of God today. And the title of this preaching is, Touch and See, Then Believe. And our verse today is taken from Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, verse 39 to 40. Shall we all read it together? Ready? One, two, three, go. Look at the marks in my hands and my feet, and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see. A spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Let us pray. Father in heaven, unto your hands we commit the preaching of your word. Take over, Holy Spirit. May you be blessed and glorified, Lord. In Jesus' name, this is our prayer. Amen. Amen. Shall we all sit? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. So, we have been talking for the last few weeks about the resurrection and the appearance of Jesus. You know? So, there are 10 recorded appearances of Jesus in the Bible. One was when Mary went to the tomb with the other Marys, okay, with the other woman. Then, number three, there were two disciples on the road to Emmaus. That was the topic last week. Okay, and then Jesus showed himself or appeared himself to Peter, as is recorded in Luke 24:34. That is the first time. And then Jesus appeared to the disciples without Thomas in Luke. And then number six, he also appeared to the disciples with Thomas, okay, in John. And then again, he appeared to the seven disciples in John chapter 21. And he appeared to the 500 disciples as recorded in 1 Corinthians. And then he appeared to James and the apostles as recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And the last one recorded is when he appeared to the disciples before his ascension, and that is our topic for today. Okay? So during this time, the last appearance of Jesus, it was after he appeared to the two disciples in the road to Emmaus. Okay? But during this last appearance of Jesus, this is what happened. On the last appearance of Jesus, that is recorded in Luke chapter 24, 36 to 37. It says, while they were talking about this, Jesus himself suddenly stood among them and said to them, peace be to you. But they were startled, terrified, and thought they were seeing a spirit. So this is the last appearance of Jesus. But remember, this is the 10th time already. They have been talking about Jesus' resurrection. They have been talking about Jesus appeared to Peter. Jesus appeared to Mary. Jesus appeared to disciples. Jesus appeared to Thomas. So maybe for me, when I was given a chance to be there, I would be like excited. I want to see him also. No, how about you? Would you also like to see Jesus appear to you? Of course. Yeah? That's why they were talking. They were so busy talking about this. But then when Jesus appeared, what happened to them? They were all afraid. Oh my God! What is this? But I thought you wanted to see Jesus. No, that's also what is happening to us. No? We expect something, but we say, why did this happen to me? We prayed for something. Oh my God, I don't believe it. Yeah? So this is also what happened to them. My media team, can you please put on my slides? Okay, this is what happened to them. They were all afraid. No? Okay? And because of that, their blood pressure shot up. Their pulse rate were increasing. No? They were sweating. They were afraid. They were panicking. Because they thought they saw a ghost. They saw a spirit. No? But I thought they were expecting for Jesus to appear because they were talking about it. But they were not ready when Jesus appeared. I hope you are ready when Jesus appears to your bedroom. Do you want Jesus to be in your bedroom when you're praying? Hallelujah! It's true, He appears to people when you are praying. But don't be afraid. Okay? So fear or being terrified is not really good. You know? Especially if it is for a long time. You are afraid of your job, you are afraid of your teacher, you are afraid of your neighbors, or you are afraid of whatever that make you afraid. Ultimately, it will destroy your heart. Ultimately, it will destroy your gastrointestinal system. You will have acidity. You will have ulcer. Ultimately, it will destroy your health. And that's why when Jesus appeared, what was His greetings? Peace, peace, peace to all of you. Okay? What is peace? You know, for them, this is a greeting. Whenever they come to your house, they will say, peace. Whenever they come admit you in the road, they say, peace. Instead of us saying, bonjour. Did I say it correctly? Bonjour. Good morning. No, for them, they don't say that. They say, peace. No? The Israelites. So this is the reason why Jesus, when He appeared, He said, peace. They also say peace when they say, instead of saying goodbye or farewell, they say, peace to you. Okay? It also, it is like giving you tranquility. When you are really afraid or when you are really having a lot of troubles and worries, when somebody will say peace to you, you will feel that tranquility in you. Can you just say peace to your neighbor? Say shalom. Shalom, shalom. May the shalom of Jesus be with you. Hallelujah. Amen. As it is, it says, please next slide. In John chapter 14, verse 27, can we all read them together? Let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. Peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Not let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. So you don't know the person beside you is having challenges in his life. But when you say peace, they are going to absorb the peace and shalom of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. May the peace of Jesus be upon all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So let's continue. Luke 24:38. And He said, why are you troubled? This is Jesus. Now, when He saw all the disciples were so troubled, who is this? Who is this appearing to us? No? Jesus said, why are you troubled? And why are doubts rising in your hearts? Why did Jesus saying that? Because this is the 10th time that He appeared to the disciples. And they're supposed to be happy to see Him, not to be afraid. No? So He said, don't be troubled. Okay? So, verse 29, look at the marks in my hands and my feet and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see. A spirit does not have the flesh and bones as you see that I have. After saying this, He showed them His hands and His feet. So, please, next slide. To see, for us human beings, we love to see before we believe. Is that true? Yeah? If somebody will say, you know, I have seen my brother. They said he died, but now I saw him. People will not believe. No, I have seen my sister. He was brought to the hospital. He was so seriously ill. He is critical. She was critical, but now I saw her walking. Nobody believes. Yeah? Because we human beings, we want to use our five senses. We want to see, we want to taste, we want to hear, we want to touch. Yeah? We want to smell. Though Jesus is telling us also in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, that we have to walk by faith and not by sight. But we are so hard-headed. Even if Jesus is saying, believe whatever I say, believe. But still, we want to see it first before we believe. So that's why Jesus said, come and taste. Please, the next slide. Psalms 34, verse 8, Jesus said, God said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. No? Jesus is encouraging all of us to come and taste His goodness. What do you mean by tasting the goodness of God? Can we taste it by our tongue? No, experience the goodness of God. So that's why during this time, while everybody were still struggling to understand what is happening, no, when the disciples were still thinking, they still cannot believe what happened. They cannot believe that Jesus appeared in front of them. No, they are still not believing it. Jesus said, can you give me please the next slide? They enjoyed the presence of God. They were amazed. They were surprised. And they forgot that they were visited by the risen King. You know, oh my God, my brother, I saw it finally. They did not mind Jesus standing there. They did not even welcome Jesus. And so Jesus said, next slide, do you have something to eat? So He Himself says, do you have something to eat? He welcomed Himself in the presence of the disciples. They were so busy talking about what's happening. And then what did Jesus say? Do you have anything here to eat? Next slide, please. And so what they gave? They gave Him something to eat. They gave Him a piece of broiled fish, and He took it and ate it in front of them. This is an amplified version. But if you read it in King James Version, He says there, He ate it in their presence. So what do you mean by eating in the presence of Jesus? You know, was he really hungry? Was Jesus really hungry? Physically? No. He just wanted to have an intimate moment with you. That's why He wants to eat with you. Amen? He wants to talk with you. You know, at home, when we're having our dinner together, it is only during the dinner time that we can talk to our children. How was your school today, my child? My dear husband, how was your work today? My dear wife, do you have a good day today? This is the only time that you can talk together in the dinner table. And that's why Jesus is saying, please give me the next slide. That's why Jesus is saying, behold, I stand at the door of the church, at the door of your hearts, and continually knocking. Knock, knock, knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him. Restore him. And he with me. What was the reason for Jesus dining in with you? Because Jesus wants to have an experience with you. Jesus wants to have an intimate moment with you. But can He appear physically nowadays? No. How can you have Jesus dining with you? It is when you are reading the Bible. It is when you are meditating the Word of God. It is when you are praising God in your private time, worshiping God. You don't have just to come to church and worship God here in the church. You can also do that at home. No? Sing praises to God in your room. Pray to God in your room. Amen? And God will come and He says, I will dine in with you, eat with you, have an experience with you. Okay? So our next slide, please. And after experiencing Jesus, what will be next? What should we do after experiencing Jesus? We should believe in Jesus. No? In everything that was written, that is verse 44. Then He said to them, this is what I told you. While I was still with you, everything which has been written about me must be fulfilled. Okay? So everything that is written in the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament are true. Jesus wants you to experience Him in every day, in every moment of your life. So how you do that? Come to church every Sunday. If there is Bible study, come to the Bible study. At home, do your devotion. Have a devotional time with Jesus. That's the only way that you can experience Jesus, that you can touch Him. And you can believe what is written in the Word. Amen? Okay, so next. Then what is next after believing? It's time to share. You don't have to memorize all the verses in the Bible to share. Just share your experience with Jesus. Amen? Okay, let me share with you one of my experience. Last Thursday, I fell down. I had injury in my left ankle and injury in my knee. So painful, I couldn't even stand. They were even pulling me out from the floor, from the ground, because it was so painful. And I was shouting, in the name of Jesus and by the reason of the blood of Jesus, I will not have fracture. Pain go in the name of Jesus. Pain go in the name of Jesus. And everybody around me was so afraid of what happened. They were saying, you know, we will bring you to the hospital. I said, no, my God is my healer. And you can see I'm walking. Amen. Glory to God. So I don't have to tell a lot of verses. I just told my friends in the clinic, no, I'm okay. My God is good. My God is my healer. And I started walking. They were saying, no, do not come tomorrow to work. No, I will come to work. Amen. Another experience that I have, there were one time in my life that I don't have money at all. And I said, Lord, you said, you are my shepherd. I will not need anything. And so I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command money to come to my account. Do you believe that? Money came to my account. That was two times. I had two times experience. Money came to my account because I activated my faith. And I know if it happens to me, it will happen to you. Because I and you have experienced the greatness of our God. Amen? Hallelujah! Praise God! So the Bible tells us about Jesus. No? From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there's one more slide. Okay, I don't have to read. So Jesus is the main topic in the Bible. Media team, can you give me the previous slide? From Genesis up to Deuteronomy, Jesus is saying he is the bread of life, he is the Passover lamb, he is the high priest, he is, everything is there. In the New Testament, the first, the Gospel, New Testament, please. He said he is the Son of God, New Testament. In Matthew, he is the King of the Jew. He is the servant. He is the Son of Man. He is the Son of God. And in Revelation, he is the soon and coming King. Amen? In Isaiah, they said he is the Jehovah Rapha, our healer. In Genesis again, he said he is the Jehovah Jireh, he is the provider. I have experienced the goodness of God in my life. And I encourage you all, come, touch Jesus. See, believe that he is true. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. Amen.